Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help people understand what they're thinking, feeling, and need in a way they've never been able to articulate before, as well as her ability to hold space for people in a way that creates trust and safety. So I am super excited to introduce Heather Dempsey. Now, Heather is an emotional wellness coach, a complex trauma recovery mentor, cat loving, foodie, personal development, and self-care enthusiast. Now, she has an impressive list of credentials, including being an intuitive, certified success principles and integrative wellness coach, clear beliefs coach, NLP and theta healing technique practitioner, 500-hour YA certified yoga instructor, Reiki master teacher, and pro crystal healer, utilizing modalities that focus on the science of energy, the conscious, subconscious, unconscious, and higher conscious for the deepest transformations. Now, Heather helps anxious and overwhelmed individuals and service-based entrepreneurs create radical emotional and mindset transformations so that they can go from feeling hopeless, unhappy, and stressed, feeling like life is never going to be any different from what it has been, to actually feeling optimistic, like anything is possible, feeling energized and confident they are capable of having everything they desire as they've never experienced in their entire life or business before. Well, welcome, Heather. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you, Wendy. I'm so thrilled to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping people through so many different modalities to gain clarity around what's keeping them miserable. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
No, thank you. And I love it. Even hearing you speak of the intro, it just brings a smile to my face of what is possible for people through this.
Yeah, it's very liberating. And especially after, we've experienced the pandemic where things have been a lot of doom and gloom, it really brought a smile to my face too. And just like, yes, this is what we need more of. So Heather, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching and wellness practice?
Oh, well, the coaching and wellness practice, it was inspired by some pretty sad stuff, some pretty
Oh.
tragic loss in my life. I was always an entrepreneur from five, coloring bookmarkers and selling them through the neighborhood. And then I owned a day spa and a yoga studio and a boutique and a metaphysical shop. But all of that was because I was trying to figure out what coaching was. I didn't even know it existed until I found it. And I found it when I needed it most. I lost my brother
Oh,
and
goodness.
realized through losing that, you know how most people, when they experience a great loss, they see how short life is, how unhappy they are, all the things that we focus on that are irrelevant once there is a great loss. And I started to really evaluate life and I needed support. And then once I started to get better, healthier, happier, I realized that there wasn't enough of that type of support. So I became it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it's just so powerful to hear how you took that huge tragedy in your life, and obviously it took a lot of work to heal through that yourself and to regain your sense of peace, but then to have that vision to really, put yourself out there in a way that's helping others do the same thing. It's just you know, it's so inspirational and just really shows, you know, your huge heart and obviously a lot of courage that it took to do that. So yeah, I love that. Well, so how long have you had your own wellness and coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
So the coaching and wellness has been since about 2013. I had my day spa and all the other stuff since the 90s. So I've had my own business for about 23 years. So it definitely has evolved. Mm-hmm. This is it. This is where I am now and will likely stay for very, very long. And it did evolve as I realized what I was trying to serve people, right? How I was trying to serve them. And facials were great. It made people feel good, but it was superficial. Customizing their treatments was also great. It made it a little bit more personalized, but it still wasn't getting to what I unconsciously was trying to do and to heal them from the inside out.
Right. Yeah. It's interesting how, you know, they always say, well, you know, your beauty is in the eyes of the beholder and these cliches that we hear so often, but you know, people do, they love to go to the spa and they feel great and they have that glow. And then, you know, maybe 2 days later, well, they're back to feeling how they're feeling because it hasn't been that lasting transformation. So now your work is so much deeper, but yet still brings that glow, right?
Exactly.
That
exactly.
Sense of being on top of the world that we also gain after a fun spa day, but this is for a lifetime. So yeah, I love that. I love mm-hmm. that. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building this business?
Yeah, actually learning how to do something that wasn't brick and mortar. I was so accustomed to customer service in that sense of being a storefront and being open same day, same hours. So clients knew, and to then just being available when my clients now around the world need their appointments, mm-hmm. You know, deciding if I want to work on the other side of the globe at 2 a.m. my time or not. So that's been interesting, right? But it's also part of the excitement. Some challenges, especially in what I do and working from the online form, is people that have never had that type of job before, they don't get it. And it seems like it could be a hobby, or people think you're just scrolling Facebook all day or something. So in a way, almost justifying, you know, why I'm on the computer all the time. Mm-hmm. That could be a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And obviously it's draining too, mm-hmm. to sit in front of the computer all day. And you're so tuned in to how am I feeling? How is this, you know, how's my body and what's going on? So can you share maybe any techniques that you use to help people understand that this is a valid business? Or because what I'm hearing is that people didn't really take you seriously. Maybe I'm reading between the lines here, but I sort of was hearing that a little bit. So can you maybe speak to what you did maybe in your own beliefs or how you helped others understand that, no, this is serious work I'm doing? Just because I'm not going into my physical office location someplace else down the road, you know, getting in my car, this is powerful work I'm doing.
Yeah. And that's such a crazy awesome question, because a few years ago, what I was doing to try to get that respect, right, and that credibility for what I did was to basically fight for it. And I would over explain myself and justify, and it didn't work. Yes. So what ended up working was when I stopped trying to justify it to anybody, and I justified it to myself, right? I saw the value, I saw the lives I was changing. And I didn't need anybody else to see that anymore. Mm. All at the same time, I was building a strong enough reputation that now I had testimonials and people that were raving about me, that those people that were kind of judging, hey, what are you doing sitting on your computer all day? They got to hear what other people were saying about the work. Right. So now they're like, oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Can you help me too?
I love that.
Yeah. So to kind of sum that up, it's the belief in yourself is what you need. What other people are thinking, saying, doing, whatever their opinions are, that's their business. Mm-hmm. What's most important is how you feel about it and doing the things to nurture that and nourish that.
Right. Yeah. That's powerful. And it's just something that as an entrepreneur, when you do muster up enough courage to go out there and really take your zone of genius to the world, then that is one of the first things that has to happen is gaining that confidence and that self-validation. So yeah, thank you for sharing that. I know that's very beneficial for our listeners to hear. So thank you. And Heather, you're obviously an expert at helping people transform their lives from that sense of feeling hopeless and unhappy and stressed and anxious to feeling like anything is possible, which is, you know, so liberating. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah, I would much rather everybody that call me just say, I'm calling so that I can schedule my first appointment of 100 with you.
What time do you have available? That would be ideal. Exactly.
So the challenge that I have been recently really pulling apart is that most people, the majority of people will resist investing in themselves. They will resist a big ticket item. It takes a lot to establish that know, like, and trust and really have that confidence established, that rapport built just from a few phone calls, if you're lucky to have a few phone calls. Mm-hmm. And so understanding that that resistance is often from the subconscious beliefs, which is the work that I do, but I am still a tiny bit uneasy when someone shows that resistance for me to challenge it. Mm-hmm. I know that I should. I know that I would actually be serving them more if I did, if I let them see that they're getting in their own way, that this is what the subconscious mind does. It keeps us where we've been. But I start to sweat a little bit when I don't know that I'm going to do it politely or comfortably, or if I just need to dive in and do it.
Right, right, right. Yeah, no, I totally hear you. And you're really not alone in that at all, in terms of just not wanting to be that, you know, create that pressure for people or come across feeling salesy or, you know, all those other things that we really, you know, don't enjoy ourselves when we're in that type of situation. But I would love to provide you with maybe some insight around that if you'd like.
Of course.
So it's interesting because, you know, the work that you do is to help people step into a different version of themselves. And because there's change and whatnot, there is resistance. But here's a technique that I think will really serve you well, because what I'm hearing is you really, even though it's your work, it's what you do, is you help people to transform into who they really want to be and who they aren't showing up as currently. But in an enrollment conversation, you're feeling like it's not really the best place to go there quite yet. But this might be a way to help people recognize for themselves what's going on in this little microcosm of their life, you know, the enrollment conversation. And this technique, I reference it as front loading the conversation. And basically what I'm hearing that would be effective for you is obviously as you're sharing with your potential client, your intuitive, your abilities, your zone of genius in a way that is not boastful or in a way that doesn't feel salesy, right? And I have a lot of techniques for that too, but we're not going to go there. Stick to this one point. But as you're talking about yourself, you can illuminate how you have this ability to see within people where their resistance points are. And where that typically comes up is when there's a big decision in life that is presenting itself. And the natural tendency of the brain is to want to keep the person safe or where they're at, because change creates some unknowns. And so you're doing a little bit of coaching, but not at the time when they're having their resistance. So you're front loading the conversation and doing a little bit of just a little bit of coaching before they're in that state of resistance. And then as you transition to that part of your enrollment conversation, where it is the opportunity for them to say yes to themselves through this exchange of a financial and time commitment, you can again reference, now, you know, this is an opportunity where you're actually going to feel your body go into resistance. You're doing a little bit of the work, but you're not in that confrontational state. Does that make sense?
I have just taken a page full of notes already.
Okay, good. It's just putting it in a different position within the conversation, right? And it takes you out of that place where you're really not feeling comfortable. And that's part of the coaching that I love doing, is helping people stand in their strength. Yes, we have to help people say yes to themselves, but let's do it in a way where you're standing in your strength versus you're feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is amazing. You're identifying where the objection would be, and you're addressing it before it even comes up, which also establishes trust and rapport to help. I mean, this is beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Like I said, it's kind of my zone of genius to hear these blind spots where things can just be, you know, shored up a bit. And it's not a major, like, okay, well, let's try this script. No, it's just you being you, only in a little bit different format. So, all right, well, good. Hopefully that moves the needle for you in your next conversation.
I can't wait for the next one. I mean, I just really want to say how perfect it is too, because it is exactly what I do. Yeah. So there's nothing that doesn't feel authentic about it. It feels 100% totally appropriate for me. And my clients would expect that. Mm-hmm. So I love it. Thank you so much.
You're standing into your genius. Yeah. My pleasure. My pleasure. Well, Heather, so I'm curious here, you know, like I mentioned earlier, the pandemic, right? It's been this big roller coaster. It has created so many different opportunities for people to feel such a myriad of different emotions, from fear and frustration and, you know, the world's caving in, you know, concern over their health and all these things. It's really brought it to the forefront. Can you speak a little bit around the impact of the pandemic on the work that you do?
Yeah, it's actually, I think in a sense, made the work that I do easier, because prior to the pandemic, people were hustle and bustle, running around with visual and audio distractions, and life was just rushing by. And then all of a sudden it came to a screeching halt, and all the things we're afraid of got thrown in our faces.
Yeah.
And exactly. All the sadness and all the grief and all the fear, and we had nothing to do but to sit with it. And so this brought a lot of people into a place where they're becoming a little more, not a little more, a lot more self-aware, and they want to do something about it because they're just sitting in it otherwise. So it's been helpful, in my opinion, for the work that I do. Unfortunate that it came in this way, but people are starting to notice how deep-rooted things are, even down to, you know, back in the day when it was the whole toilet paper thing, right? Like that showed a fear of there's not enough.
Yes.
And that showed that people were afraid that they weren't going to be provided for. So we just brought probably a core belief from childhood all the way up to the surface over toilet paper.
Yeah. And it was overnight too. It's just like,
exactly.
Yeah, it's so true. It just became this opportunity for people to really, if those, you know, a lot of people didn't become self-aware and they just, okay, we're just going to pull up Netflix for, you know, and binge watch, and I'm just going to escape. And other people are like, holy cow, I'm seeing this whole part of me that was kind of under the surface while I was running, busy. So yeah, yes. It makes perfect sense that a lot of people really saw the value in this work that you do. And well, you know, so Heather, I'm curious, how do you work with people who want to finally feel like anything is possible, and they want to finally feel energized, confident, and like they're capable of having everything they desire? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah, it's a tiny bit different with every person. So I do have foundational elements to my coaching, different processes or methods that I use. The main foundation is talking about our beliefs and how they are created, when they were created. Just give an example, right? The moments that people learn the most about themselves and the world were moments like when they were 5 and they wanted to do something special with their caregiver, but they were just too busy. And the caregiver's like, not now, I have important things to do, right? And so it led that child to believe they weren't important. Mm-hmm. Or when they were 9 and they told their best friend a secret, to find out that she told another friend. And now every time they walked into a room, they felt like they're being laughed at. Like these are the things that create the beliefs, that create the patterns that are running us as adults. So the very first beginning step is to find out what are some of those core beliefs. And then we create a customized plan of how has that been affecting your entire life. And then what do we need to do to unravel it and recreate the new beliefs that can create that life that's unstoppable, that's completely all possibilities. And so, yeah, we do that either one-on-one in group settings. I also have self-study with support programs. So there's a lot of options, and it's very personalized because healing does have to be personalized.
Mm-hmm. It really makes sense. Our brains are powerful and they're designed to keep us safe and alive, mm-hmm. right? That's at the core. And so it just, we don't realize that it's those moments. Like I loved how you described it. It's that one moment that then creates that belief that then creates the pattern. And then that's our life. It's like, holy cow. You know, and, but to be able to identify that, and that's what I love, because we, you know, as I shared, that's your zone of genius, to be able to really hear what people are trying to say in a way that creates that clarity as to what's really going on. And you have that ability to really unravel, identify and help them unravel what's at the core so that they can actually start do you call it rewiring or reprogramming? That's those words that I use, but I don't know.
Yeah, they're all fine. Yeah. I often say reprogramming, but reprogramming. It is rewiring.
Yeah. So that they're able to show up as the person they really want to be. So yeah, I love that. I love your whole process. And obviously from your intro, you have a lot of different modalities in your tool belt and vast arrays of different technologies and concepts and methodologies. So as you said, your approach is very customized, and I can see how that is so true. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
They are welcome to visit my website to learn more, and I'll give that in just a moment, but also just a direct email, because I would love to share. It's a short masterclass that will go into even more detail and teach some of the processes. So if someone's like, well, I want to know more what she's talking about, I can share that. So to email me is just hello@heatheradempsey.com, or my website is heatheradempsey.com.
Okay, perfect.
And they can reach out either way, and I'm happy to share that masterclass and also offer consultations for anybody that's curious that needs to talk. Absolutely here.
Okay, fantastic. So they would email you for that, for a link to be able to participate and join you in that masterclass, where you will actually go a little bit deeper in these concepts and methodologies, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, so that's hello@heatheradempsey.com, and Dempsey is DEMPSEY, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So hello@heatheradempsey.com, or visit you through your website and probably consume lots of great stuff. And your website is heatheradempsey.com. All right. Perfect. Yeah. Well, thank you, Heather. I appreciate you offering our listeners that masterclass opportunity, as well as it sounds like you have, is it a complimentary consultation call that you do?
Yes, I do. I started calling it a test drive because they get to actually see what it's like for us to dig in to uncover some of the beliefs.
Yes. Oh, that's great. So that is.
Yeah. So it's not just a consultation. It's actually experiential. Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's really generous. Well, thank you for offering that. So that can be scheduled or learn more about on your website as well. Heatheradempsey.com. All right. Fantastic. Well, Heather, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here through our conversation, but if I could tap on you one last time in looking at your own experience in building your business, or maybe I should say businesses, what's some advice that you can share with a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have even started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Whew, that one touches, because I've had so many different experiences and so many different triggers from that. I think that I like to ask the question, if this business were to succeed, if it wasn't succeeding, if this were to succeed, would I finally be happy? Because sometimes the answer is no. And so then don't, right? But nice. If the answer is yes, then I would say separate each thing, each event within the business as their own thing and not the business or your own identity. So for example, if a call doesn't go well, or if an event doesn't take off, it was just one thing. It isn't your business. It isn't you. It was one event. So to be able to separate them and move on to the next, hey, I learned here. I learned this lesson. I'm going to take it to the next event. I hope that that makes sense, but I find that so often we allow it to snowball and it becomes who we are, right? And I've been in that position in one of my businesses where I felt like my business was a failure, which meant I was a failure. And it wasn't. It just said, meant the things I was trying were not successful.
Right.
And I really feel that's so important, especially for newer entrepreneurs, because it is a scary place if you don't know how to avoid burnout.
Right. Oh yeah, totally. And I love that idea of just isolating that one thing, that one, you know, and it's not the indicator. it's not like, oh, okay, well, this is done. I'm a failure. No, it was that one little thing. Mm-hmm. And just realizing that that's okay to just separate and not make that your identity. So yeah, that's powerful. And then that question, I love that. If I were to succeed with this business, would I be happy? You know, would that make me happy? And that's powerful. It just provides that opportunity to do that introspective work. So
often it's, you know, it's not the business that will make someone happy. So they can also give themselves a little more space with what is most important thing in their life.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Those questions, we often don't think about asking the questions, right? We just, we just get lost in our own thoughts and our, you know, our muck, as I call it. So yeah, no, thank you so much. Those are both really powerful messages for our listeners to help weather the storm, because there are storms in the entrepreneurial journey. And, you know, it's just been so great hearing about your journey. At the age of 5, you started, you got the spark, right? To be in business for yourself, all these businesses along the way, doing this, coloring book markers, probably a lemonade stand. I don't know, various different things throughout your childhood, and really realizing that the power is within you to create your, you know, your financial means. And hey, I have this ability. And I love that it happened so early. But then that tragic event that, you know, the loss of your brother, where it just set you back, and but it gave you this space to, you know, heal yourself and then realize this alignment that you have with coaching and this bigger vision that was birthed from that tragic event, where you realize that, you know what, there are a lot of people that are suffering and stuck and have limiting beliefs that are keeping them in these patterns that aren't serving them. And this is what I'm meant for. And it's just so inspirational to hear, you know, how you've stepped into that. And now you're helping anxious, overwhelmed individuals and service-based entrepreneurs create radical emotional and mindset transformations so that they can finally feel that sense of happiness, optimism, you know, like anything is possible, feeling energized and confident. I've just really enjoyed our conversation. And I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Thank you so much, Wendy. I absolutely loved your suggestion for me, and I will definitely be practicing it. So thank you.
Oh, good. Yes, you are quite welcome. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Heather Dempsey through her website, and that is heatheradempsey.com. And I should say, reach out to her via email, hello@heatheradempsey.com, and ask for that link or an event invite for her masterclass. It sounds like it's a powerful experience, as well as take her up on one of those consults. I'm sure that it is a very illuminating test drive, as she phrases it. So for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all 4 psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Heather Dempsey. And as always, here's to your success.